Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Welcome back, 7 Till. Little Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And folks, if you go there and type in Tim Berry's name in the search engine under Brain Trust, you're going to see the most incredible body of work that he's deposited with us over the last 13 and a half years as a member of our Brain Trust, a founding member of our Brain Trust. Things on business planning, on running your business more effectively. And there's not one thing, there's not a single thing that he's talked to us about over the last 13 and a half years that you can't still benefit from. So please go check that out and check all the other things on our website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Tim, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for all the great support you've given us over the years. That's, by the way, timberry.com is his blog, and you can find all the things that he does there. Tim, we're talking about stories that help us to accomplish our strategy, our long-term strategy for our business. The first one was the buying event. The second one is why we exist, and the third story is
the third story you actually anticipated. There is the story of our future.
Yeah.
It's really important. I mean, if you think about with these three stories, you have defined strategy, and the third is 3 to 5 years from now. What do we want to be? What's our, as a, traditionally, this is called the vision statement. The mm-hmm. vision is 3 to 5 years from now, we will be, you know, the next Facebook, or we will be bigger and better, or we will be doing this or that or the next thing. It doesn't have to be a document, you know, your vision statement, but it does have to be something that pulls you towards the direction that you want to go. How is your business different 3 to 5 years from now? Is it doing the same thing? Is it doing something slightly different? Serving the same people? Has it moved? Has the technology changed it? What's the future for your business? Is that story three, the story of our future.
Mm-hmm. And whereas the buying event is right in front of you, you should be able to identify that pretty well. Why you exist should be a little more evident, too. This is real strategy, isn't it? Because this hasn't happened yet.
Yes, this is where you're building your own future. And, of course, that's why it's strategic. That's why it's part of business planning. You do have to step away and articulate for yourself, what are we doing if that's going to be, if your strategy is looking forward. I mean, maybe your strategy is 3 years from now, we're going to be 3 years older and wealthier and happier, but right. we're going to be doing the same thing. I mean, that's a strategy,
well,
too.
It could be that, all right, I'm going to be out of debt and have retained earnings, and I'll be able to because my balance sheet will be stronger, I'll be able to pursue what's happening in 3 years. I mean, it could be something like that. You and I don't care. It's not our job, Tim, to tell people what their strategy should be. It's our job just to make sure that they realize they have to have it.
Yeah, and the funny thing about strategy is often after the fact, it seems like it was always obvious. But we're talking before the fact that 3 years hence, in many cases, what companies need to do when they step away, and, you know, companies I work with, they'll step away, they realize they have to focus on a part of the business that is the most successful and leave some of the outliers that cause more problems alone. So there's sometimes pruning the business like pruning a tree is how it grows.
But right.
You want to kind of think about it because you can't control your own destiny if you don't think about what the right future would look like.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, your future's gonna be here soon enough. And the question is, are you going to let it happen as it will, or are you going to try to have some influence over it? You can't control everything, but you can have some influence. And that's what strategy is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, very much. Strategy is something that feels like it was obvious afterwards, and strategy is stepping back and looking at the larger picture. And there's all those Mark Twain-like cliches. Was it Mark Twain who said, you'll never get where you're going if you don't know where that is.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
things
exactly.
Like that. If you don't have a destination, you're never going to get there.
Yep, exactly. Well, and so, folks, again, you know, we like everybody likes to read the stories and hear about things. You know, 6 ways to do this, 9 ways to do that. But those are always execution things, and you got to do those things. Keep the doors open. But if you're going to be in business long term, you got to focus on strategy. Tim, thanks for helping us do that today.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Jim.
And we'll do it again real soon too. If you'll come back, and we appreciate that very much. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, timberry.com. I hope you check it out. You will not regret going out and checking out his website and his blog. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.